The Gemara Masechet Me'ila Daf Yud Zayin Amud Aleph tells us of the episode where the Roman government issued a number of decrees about Klal Yisrael not being allowed to be Shomer Shabbos, to make a Bris Milah, to keep Taharas HaMishpacha. And the Gemara tells us how Holach Reb Reuven Bar Stabuli and tried to disguise himself as a non-Jew to be able to talk to the government officials to change this these decrees. The Gemara says, the Sipur Kumi, one of the ways he was able to disguise himself to look like a non-Jew was he cut his hair in the fashion that the non-Jews used to cut their hair. The Sefra teaches us, the Pasuk says in Parashas Achrei Mois, U'b'chokoseyem lo yiselechu. Ask the Sefra v'chi mahaniach ha'kosuf shlo yomru. What has the Pasuk taught us? What are we learning from this Pasuk that we don't already know? For like Kvanemba, doesn't the Torah teach us already? Lo yimotze b'cho mava b'noi b'ita b'eish. V'choy v'chever. So Matam Aloimer asked the Sefra Mach B'chukisem Lo Yisalechu, says the Sefra, the Pasuk is teaching us, Shleitechu B'nimoisa Shalhem, B'dvar Machukukim Lahem. Don't go to their social events. Ki going to Tretios, V'kakosos, V'astroyos, Remeoim El Dorchem Monashimon Chachomim, Rabbi Yehuda Aymer, Rabbi Yehuda Ben Besaira Aymer, Shleitinchor, So the Sefra clearly indicates that included in the Isser of B'chukoseyem Lo Yiselechu is not to take a haircut in the same way that the Akum take haircuts. And if we look in the Shulchan Aruch, in Yerideya, Simen Kuf Ayin Ches, says the Shulchan Aruch, again, this is a siman that's talking about these halachas, the halachas of u'b'chukoseyem lo yiselechu. So I read the words of the Shulchan Aruch. It says the Shulchan Aruch, ein halachim b'chukos of the kechavim, we may not go on the chukos ha'akim v'lo medamim lahem. V'lo yivash mabash ha'miyuchel lahem, you shouldn't wear clothing that is their specific style. Don't grow your hair the way they grow their hair. Apparently their haircut style was that they would cut all the hair on the sides of their head and leave hair in the middle. You shouldn't follow their hairstyles. Don't fashion your home like the home of the Akum. Don't do anything the way they do. Continues the Ramah, one should be different than them, but Malbushav in the clothing, Ubisharmasam and all his activities. Because, however, says the Ramah, because I ain't also Badovish Nogaba Akum Hashem. When does this apply? When the Akum do this in for non-appropriate behavior, that they used to wear red clothing. If they have a certain style without any good reason. And moreover, says Ramon, not only is it Dakeh Mairi, Vishesh by Shemetz Avodis Kuchom Kavoseim, it may even smack of Avodah Zorah. Avodavish Nehagel Talos, says Ramon, something that's done for a purpose. Kigon Shadarkin Kol Mi Sheroif in Mumcha, anybody who's a doctor, Yesh Le Mal Bishmiyuchat Shnik by Sheruf in Uman, that's how you can know somebody's a doctor. Motalobosh. Anything that's done for appropriate reason, mutter. So the Shulchan Aruch and Ramah are teaching us, as we learn, that the Torah teaches us and it's very clear, as we quoted the Sefra, as we quoted the Shulchan Aruch, a very specific example of such an Isser is following their hairstyle. So now the question is, how Gemara, Rav Reuven Abar Stabuli, allowed to take a haircut in the same style that they did? So the Gemara in Masechta Avodah Zarah, Daf Yud Aleph, Amud Aleph, teaches us, as Ramah just said, that the minig was that they was soyrif al malachim, that when a king passed away, they would burn all of his personal effects. And the halach is that it's not considered chukas ha'akim, because it's not considered a chuk el chshivusahu. And Rashi explains that they're just burning his personal effects to show that this is a significant event, the passing of a king. The Gemara Masechta Sanhedrin, Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis, teaches us that one is Chayiv Misa Sayif. We can't kill him the same way Rabbi Huda says we can't kill him the same way as the Akum would kill with a Sayif. And the Rabbanan hold its mutter that because it says in the Torah to do Sayif. And says the Gemara, if not, how do we understand that with Sarf and Amalachim doesn't say B'chukaseim Lois Aleichem? No, the answer is, since it says in the Torah the concept of burning a king's effects, because the Pasuk says Mishrafais Avasecha, so anything that the Torah tells us to do, there's no B'chukaseim Lois Aleichem. Ask the Rishonim, so why did Gemara Masechta Avodah Zarah have to teach us that the reason that Sarfan HaMalachim is permitted, because we could have said, because the Torah says that you should do it, and whatever the Torah tells you to do is mutter. So the Tosfos gives an answer that there are two types of chukah. There's a chayt that they do for Avodah Zarah, and there's a chayt that they do not for Avodah Zarah, just because that's their way of behaving. So he says, the Gemara asks, how are we sarfim a malachim? Even though it says in the Torah to do it, but that's something that they do for Avodah Zarah. And anything that they do for Avodah Zarah, even if the Torah tells us to do it, we shouldn't do it. And Tosfos brings a raya. Tosfos says, in the time of the Avos, they brought kabonis on matzevis. But then the matzevis became osur because that's what the Akum did for their Avodah Zarah. For that, the Gemara says that they don't burn Sreifas Melochim for Avodah Zarah, but it's still Chukas of Amim. On that, the Gemara answers that if it's not real Chukas Akum, it's only Chshivusa, that it's Mutter. The Stipler in Masechta Avodah Zarah also says there are two types of Chukas Akum. One is what they do for Avodah Zarah, and one that they do for Hevel Vashtos, and they have different halachas. Say the Rishonim. So when something is Osir because of Avodah Zarah, there's never a Heter. But when it's also because of Hevel Vashtos, so when there's a good reason to do it, then it's Mutter. So now we could understand our Gemara. Rav Reuven Bar Stabuli wore it because of Atzalah. When it's a thing of Atzalah, then it's Mutter. Another pshat that I saw is that the Torah says, U'b'chukaseyem lo'y se'leichun. But the Torah doesn't specify what is included in B'chukaseim Leiseleichon. It's up to the Rabbanon to decide what is and isn't included in B'chukaseim Leiseleichon. So though, as we learned at the beginning of the shiur, the Rabbanon clearly included in B'chukaseim Leiseleichon the way they take a haircut, but that only was in the circumstance when it wasn't to do atzolah for Klal Yisrael. But when it was for atzolah for Klal Yisrael, the Rabbanim did not define that to be included in the Chukaseim Leiseleichon. Another pshat, and this is very much in line with what we learned from the Rishonim. There are two types of Chukaseim Leiseleichon. There's the Chukaseim Leiseleichon, which is Avodah Zorah. That type of Chukaseim Leiseleichon is always awesome. But a Chukaseim Leiseleichon, which is because it's just their custom, so there, when is it usur? It's usur when somebody does it because he wants to follow and act the same way the Akum do. But if that's not his purpose, to act the same way the Akum do, as Rav Reuven Abbas, the Bulian Al-Gemara, clearly his purpose was only to save Klal Yisrael. That type of Chukas Akum is mutter. What's the Raya? The Raya is the Ramah that we caught at the beginning of the shiur. That he spoke about the coats that the doctors wore. So that certainly has no connection to Avodah Zarah. So even if it wouldn't have a good explanation why they wear those coats, but it's not, if somebody wears the coat, it's not because he's trying to be like them, it's mutter. And then I found a very interesting Evan Ezra. The Evan Ezra says, B'chukaseim Leiseleichon, Shloyagel Adam Lelechetz B'derech Hazeh, a person shouldn't become accustomed to act that way, Ad She'eh Leichoik, until it becomes a choik, something that he does all the time. So Rabbi Yerucham Perlau, in his Sefer, under Sefer Mitzvahs, HaGadol, explains that according to the Evan Ezra, the Isser B'chukaseim Leiseleichon only applies if you do it on a steady, regular basis. But if you just do it once, that doesn't mean that you're over B'chukaseim Leiseleichon. Clearly, Rav Reuven Ben Nestabuli didn't make this his regular hairstyle. It was only in this one specific situation, and therefore, he wasn't over B'chukaseim Leiseleichon.